Welcome to the Sage Parnassus Podcast, peaceful guidance for your Charlotte Mason homeschool and life, with me, Nancy Kelly. Today, I want to talk to you about your sense of smell. That's right. I never gave much thought to my children's sense of smell until I read Charlotte Mason. She goes into some detail about our children's ability to smell in all the volumes except for Volume 5. The sensitive nose section in Home Education, page 126, always makes me smile. Probably because I have a sensitive nose and can relate. But today's article was inspired by Parents and Children, Chapter 18, titled Sensations and Feelings. If you have never thought about how the smells in your child's life might affect his future life, you will find this interesting. But before I read it, take a moment and ask yourself, what odors evoke strong, positive memories from years ago? I will never forget the amazing, comforting smell of the Sunday roast that wafted through the house as we arrived home from church each week. Or the annual thrill of being the first child to smell the salty ocean as we drove towards Myrtle Beach each summer. So enjoy this piece titled Degrees of Separation or Your Child's Future Sanity. And if it encourages you on your homeschool journey, may I kindly ask you to leave a rating or review of this podcast wherever you listen? Please visit my blog for the transcript and links that are associated with this podcast. Degrees of Separation or Your Child's Future Sanity. So I asked the group of adults sitting around the table, what odors or sensations evoke strong positive memories from years ago? Silence. On my part, too. I've been thinking for some time now about a tremendous gap in my education. It's a gap that many adults I know have, too. I hope to avoid having my children experience the same gap by way of this Mason education I've offered them. If you will track with me here, I think you will see another lifelong benefit to all these things we do. Nature study, outdoor time, attentiveness, observation, etc. Do you read Cook's Illustrated? We are hopelessly addicted to its sumptuous recipes and excellent writing with a dash of New England charm. Think Taste of Home meets Consumer Reports meets Popular Science. In the July-August 2011 issue, Christopher Kimball has another impressive editorial called 0 Degrees of Separation. He says, I pull a macaon apple off a tree in late September. It's marred by a small crescent of rust and the excavation of a hungry borer, but it snaps under my bite and the juice is sweet but sour. Complex, even spicy, unlike any shiny delicious snatched from a wooden bowl in a hotel lobby. It's not just an apple. It's that apple off that tree on that day. I stand in the garden in August and pull a carrot and then a radish by their leafy tops. I rub off the dirt and in the mouth they go, alive and vibrant. Mouthfuls of raspberries in late June, blueberries in July, sun gold tomatoes in August, and then the digging of potatoes before Labor Day. Bushel baskets strung out along the rows, and the warm breath of dirt and roots washing upwards as I dig. He goes on to lament the fact that most Americans, because of a lack of these experiences, have a huge gap between their senses and the scent of life. He continues, but few have commented on the loss of experience, about the degrees of separation between our noses and the rich scent of life. Forgive the metaphor, but but the smell of Charlie Bentley's dairy barn in July has been stamped on my brain as if hit by a locomotive, and I wouldn't give up that memory sensation for anything. A whiff of manure is simply part of life. If you are reading this editorial now, and no strong odor memories come flooding back, go out and find a dairy barn this weekend. Stick your head in and take a long, deep whiff. It'll do you good. I was delighted when I came across Charlotte Mason's admonitions on this very subject. She, like Kimball, says that there should be 0 degrees of separation between the memory of the senses and the richness of life. She says, "We should fill for children the storehouse of memory with many open-air images capable of giving them reflected sensations of extreme delight. Our constant care must be to secure that they do look and listen, touch and smell. And the way to do this is by sympathetic action on our part. What we look at, they will look at. The odors we perceive, they too will get." From Parents and Children, page 192. It gets better. She uses Wordsworth's Tintern Abbey as the backdrop for her discussion. I rather like Tintern Abbey. Have I mentioned that seeing Tintern Abbey in person is something I will do someday? But I digress. Here's Wordsworth. "These beauteous forms, through a long absence, have not been to me as is a landscape to a blind man's eye, but oft in lonely rooms and mid the din of towns and cities, I have owed to them in hours of weariness sensations sweet, felt in the blood and felt along the heart, and passing even into my purer mind with tranquil restoration, feelings too of unremembered pleasure." Wordsworth so beautifully shares with us how his memory of Tintern Abbey, the sensations he experienced many years ago, bring him tranquil restoration. I was reminded of an article my daughter-in-law Kaylee, who was Charlotte Mason educated, wrote titled, "Starting in the Right Direction." Even at the age of 18, she was already looking back and finding some solace in the sensory experiences of her nature studies. She says, "It seems the more stressful life gets, the more I appreciate the beauty I've been taught to see in nature." An article by Andy Thompson about Richard Louv's book, The Nature Principle, touches on the importance of tactile outside experiences and the lack thereof in so many adults. Louv is quoted in the article as saying, "Nature deficit disorder is an atrophied awareness, a diminished ability to find meaning in the life that surrounds us." Beauty, restoration for the soul, stress relief, meaning in life, 0 degrees of separation. Funny how all this somehow relates to being fully human. Get outside. Play and work out there. Seek out a dairy farm. Start thinking about how you educate your children. Who knows? Their future happiness and sanity may depend on it. Let me close with 2 great quotes on smell. First is from Charlotte Mason. She says in Home Education, "Many people appear to go through the world without a nose at all, and the fact tends to show that a quick sense of smell is a matter of education and habit. The habit is easily formed." The second is from Helen Keller. She says, "Smell is a potent wizard that transports you across thousands of miles and all the years you have lived."